Thank you for tuning in. We are going to be skipping our regular episode this week because we have been working on a special project. We had a guest that came into us and we were going to do just like a regular studio interview, but the more I spoke with him, the more I realized how many layers there really was to this onion, so to speak. And a single studio interview would not have done it justice. This guest, we'll call him E, has probably one of the most fascinating and diverse stories that I've ever heard. And just in general, he's kind of a fascinating dichotomy of a person. And I know my listeners are going to really enjoy hearing his story, hearing him speak. I've enjoyed it so far. And we've been working on that, so we haven't been doing our traditional studio interviews as much. So, you know, bear with us. Hang in there. We're going to play a little trailer or snippet of one of the conversations or one of the readings he did for me recently right after this. Also, we just got some new audio equipment that gives us the ability to do really high quality interviews over the phone. So we're able to do, you know, nationwide, worldwide interviews, and hopefully that way cast a little bit of a larger net as far as a guest list and be able to really get some fascinating people with some great insights and some great stories. If you or anyone you know has a great story or maybe some particular industry insight, such as a doctor or a lawyer or something like that, have them email, or you can email team@theredactedpodcast.com and get in touch with us. Let us know what you got going on. But other than that, enjoy this trailer, and we are really excited to bring this show to you once it kind of finishes. So thanks for tuning in.
I am not the good guy. I am broken. I am sinful. I am full of vices and temptations and traumas and tragedies. The darkness calls me in one form or another almost every single damn day. I wish it wasn't so, but I am who I am. However, yes, I still feed and help stray animals and vegan for all of them. Yes, I still donate time and labor to animal rescues, or in some cases, other people in need. Yes, I am still a shoulder to cry on and a safe place to share your own dark pain. My shoulders are broad. Yes, I am still the very man you want walking down the same side of the street if your grandmother or young daughter is walking home alone at night. I have kept more than one stranger safe. I am still the guy who tries to treat people with decency and compassion. But I am not the good guy. I am the broken guy, full of vice, trauma, and darkness, who still tries to do good things. Jesus, grace, and mercy, just because I'm broken doesn't mean I have to be bad. One day, I was sitting in the subway, getting high. Sitting on the bottom step of an entrance that is somewhat secluded. I look up and I see a man attack a terrified 20-something girl, trying to mug her. As she is crying and screaming, trying to fight him off, I dropped my drugs, ran to the other side of the entrance where they were, and I folded his ass. She ran screaming up the steps. A few short moments later, an army of cops came running down. As the dust began to settle, and he was let off in handcuffs, she began repeating loudly, pointing at me, "He saved me. He saved me. Can he get some kind of a reward? Can I nominate him, please?" All of the cops grew solid, looked at each other, looked at her, then looked at me. Every single pair of their eyes seeming to say the same thing. "You are not the hero she deserves. You are just the one she got. We cannot celebrate you." Their thank you was to not look for the drugs that they would have surely found and known were mine. Once all was done, everyone gone, I stood alone for a moment, staring at the stairway where it all just happened, thinking to myself, it would seem the wrong guy did the right thing. Maybe more broken people can find some saving grace and even lessen their own darkness by doing the same. Sometimes they are actually the strongest and bravest because they have to be. God's grace and mercy, say a prayer for me. I always need them.